We have a new segment for you, Recap with Cap. That is the name the Milton Menace came up with. It'll be with me, Cameron Wilkinson, and each week I'll be interviewing the captain of the Milton Menace, Graham McCauley, about the week. I like to call it the Brett the Hitman Hart Recap. The week that was, the week that is, and the week that will be, right? With a splash of spontaneous conversation thrown in there, because it's a conversation between two guys just sitting here talking about hockey. Of course, it's going to be a little bit of back and forth, right? Now, Graham was joined by owner of the Milton Menace, Jason Trifon, who, despite not appearing on the microphone, he was standing in the corner of the room. I do make reference to him in this interview, so you might hear that if you listen to the full thing. So enjoy the first, I guess, edition episode. We'll figure out what we're calling this. It's going to be Recap with Cap in just a bit. So you guys just started training camp. I believe you said it was Wednesday was the first day?
Correct, yeah.
So you're 6 days in. How has training camp gone so far?
It's been really good. It's been good to get the guys all together. I don't know, you know, we have a bunch of new guys in, and we had a bunch of young guys out last week, which was good to give them an opportunity to kind of see what the pace of hockey is in junior. But just kind of starting this week, we just have our guys going forward. But yeah, it's been good to get everyone together and look towards the season.
How many guys are at the camp?
Previously, I think last week we had about two full teams.
Right.
Just because we had, like I said, a bunch of young guys out. This week we have about, it's our team, it's about 22, 24 players, just kind of in that range.
You have a 15-year-old. From what I'm told, he's looking like he's going to make the team. That's going to be pretty impressive for you to see that.
Yeah, oh yeah, he'll do more than make the team, that's for sure. You know, he's been great, you know, coming in. You know, a lot of times too with a 15-year-old to get someone who's a little bit shy coming in as a young guy, but you know, he's been great. I'm off on the ice and off the ice. His product on the ice speaks for itself.
This will be your first year as captain. Did you reach out to Driscoll, maybe even Forrester or Stock, just to get sort of how to lead this team?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, even just watching them over the last couple of years and previous captains I've had on teams that I've played on, I think I can take a little bit from each one of them. And I've talked to Connor quite a bit, and Forrester skated with them a couple times in the summer. So kind of just picking up on small things that they do and kind of how they go about themselves, but also staying true to who I am and how I lead.
So you're 18 now, right?
Correct.
You're a Milton guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Born and raised.
Were you around for that first season back in 2019?
I was playing in Halton, so I was in Milton. You know, so I knew kind of what was going on. I wasn't really, you know, popping out to too many games. My first year, I actually AP'd in Burlington, so, and we played against Milton in the playoffs, so I did get a good chance to watch a lot of Milton games and just kind of see what the atmosphere was like in the rink.
So when the conversation went down that you're going to be moving to Milton to play for the Menace, or moving back to Milton to play for the Menace, what was that moment like?
That was pretty cool. You know, asking for a trade out of Wellington and getting back here, that was to play for your hometown and now to be the captain. That's something that doesn't come along every day. So that was pretty cool. And, yeah, like I said, I'm super excited.
You have that guy standing in the corner there. What has he meant for you in your career so
far?
Him
and Steph and Dan have been, you know, everything for me, just supporting me and the trust they put in me, not only this year but last year as well as a new guy. You know, I can't thank them enough, and they've been great to me going forward.
All right, so looking ahead to the next week, what does this week look like for you and the team?
So this week's a big week. So we have practice Monday through Wednesday, and then we have games Thursday, Sunday. And, you know, that'll be a good test for us. That'll be the first couple games where we have our guys in the lineup. And, you know, I think in preseason we're not too focused on the results, more or less just kind of how we blend together and learn how each other play the game and to build a little bit of chemistry in and out of the room. But, yeah, like we're super excited to get it going.
I asked you this last week. I think I'm going to ask you this every single week. Is this the year you guys get a championship?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the core we have this year, and then any additions we make along the way, as long as, you know, like I said, just building that chemistry, I think this is the team to do it.